Hachette Audio presents Worst Case, written by James Patterson and Michael Ledwidge, read by Bobby Cannavale, Orla Cassidy, and John Glover.
Prologue. Give peace a chance, or else. 1. The stocky man with the salt-and-pepper hair felt lightheaded as he crossed beneath the marble arch into Washington Square Park. He dropped his backpack, took off his circular glasses, and blotted the sudden tears in his eyes with the sleeve of his ancient jeans jacket. He hadn't planned on breaking down, but my God, he thought, wiping at his rugged, lined face. Now he knew how Vietnam veterans felt when they visited their wall down in Washington, D.C. If veterans of the anti-war movement had a monument, a wall of tears, it was here, where it all began, Washington Square Park. Staring out over the windy park, he remembered all the incredible things that had occurred here, the anti-war demonstrations, Bob Dylan in the 4th Street Basement Club singing about which way the wind was blowing, the candlelit faces of his old friends as they passed bottles and smoke, the whispered promises they had made to one another to change things, to make things better. He looked out over the Friday afternoon crowd by the center fountain, the people hovering over the chess tables, as if he might find a familiar face. But that was impossible, wasn't it? He thought with a shrug. They'd all moved on like he had, grown up, sold out, or were underground. Figuratively, literally. That time, his time, was almost completely faded now, just about dead and gone. Just about, he thought, as he knelt down and remembered.